Ràdio Estel.
El Club del Country, la música americana com a tu t'agrada, amb Rafael Corbí. Hands run their fingers gently through my head. Hands that give the touch of tender love and care. Hands to hold whenever things go wrong. Helping hands when troubles come along. Baby, benvinguts. Això és el Club del Country. Soc Rafael Corbí. Durant uns minuts us acompanyaré per endinsar-vos una vegada més dins el món de la música americana, com a nosaltres ens agrada, la música country i la música americana en tot el seu abast i tots els seus subgèneres, que són moltíssims, cada dia operats. Avui hem començat amb una cançó original del 1993 a càrrec d'un duo de Florida conegut amb el nom de Jack Blanchard i Misty Morgan, un duo que està format per en Jack i la seva esposa, la Misty. En Jack va néixer el 1942, la Misty el 1945. Van tenir un cert èxit entre els anys 69 i 76, quan van realitzar diversos singles a les llistes importants americanes, i amb una, el 1970, Tennessee Bird Walk, van arribar al número 1. Actualment són un dels duos, dels artistes més ben considerats dins el panorama de la música independent a nivell internacional. Jack Blanchard, Misty Morgan, amb aquest Hands que acabem de recordar. I ara marxarem cap a Suïssa. Ens agradaria anar-hi de vacances, però de moment el que hem de fer és anar-hi a escoltar música. Des de l'àlbum Honky Tonk Downstairs, publicat l'octubre del 2009, el cantant suís Andy Martin, nom comercial, ens porta la cançó del mateix nom, Honky Tonk Downstairs.
Until that old sun goes down and darkness helps me hide my shameful tears. My wife works all night long for a man who's halfway gone. step for me in the honky-tonk downstairs. It's a shame she wears the name of a man who's locked in chains to a bottle that's destroying your hopes and cares. To the man with hungry eyes, she works and hides her pride. She's the barmaid in the honky-tonk downstairs. It's a shame she wears the name of a man who's locked in chains to a bottle that's destroying your hopes and cares. To the man with hungry eyes, she works and hides her pride. She's the barmaid in the home. Tone downstairs. Yeah, she's the barmaid in the home.
Honky Tonk europeu, de la mà d'un dels millors artistes que tenim en aquestes contrades i que cada estiu ens delecta amb la seva música a Tossa de Mar, on resideix habitualment durant una setmana en un hotel bàsicament per estrangers que es troba en aquella localitat i on porta la seva música. És Andy Martin, Honky Tonk Downstairs. D'Andy Martin a un dels més grans de la música, no només del country, sinó de qualsevol estil musical. Ell va ser el creador, així ho diuen els crítics, del Nashville Sound. Va néixer el 1924 com a Chester Barton Atkins i va morir l'any 2001. Va néixer a Luttrell, Tennessee, va morir a Nashville. Country, música clàssica, folk, jazz, músic, compositor, productor, Chet Atkins ens ha portat moltes tasques dins el món de la música. A mitjans dels anys 70, gairebé no enregistrava ni feia res perquè estava bàsicament dedicat a la seva tasca com a executiu del seu segell discogràfic. Però a mitjans dels anys 70 va fer unes col·laboracions amb una de les seves més grans influències, el Les Paul. I aquells dos àlbums, Chester and Lester i Guitar Monster, van ser dels més importants que mai s'hagin publicat. De fet, va ser un dels seus millors àlbums en quant a vendes de tota la trajectòria de Chet Atkins. Anem a escoltar una de les peces magnífiques que amb dos ens podien portar conjuntament. Era el Lazy River.
One more time, please.
Aquí estaven, aquesta interpretació de guitarra, Chet Atkins i Les Paul Kings, dos noms, Lazy River. L'escoltàvem i el recordàvem. I ja que estem en llegendes, en Charlie Pride no podia faltar en un dels nostres programes. Nascut com a Charlie Frank Pride a Sledge, a Mississippi, el 1938, ens portaran el dia d'avui amb el nostre programa aquest gran intèrpret, una cançó del seu Nickels and Dimes and Love, àlbum recopilatori Country Legend del 2004. Where Was I? Es deia aquesta cançó que ara mateix us portem.
Waited by a band of gold. The note she left was 3 nights old, waiting on the pillow on the bed. Well, I thought everything was fine. How could I have been so blind? I can't believe she wrote the words I read. Where was I when everything wrong? Where was I when she was all alone? I wasn't where I should have been. Now she's the one that's gone. So where was I when everything went wrong? Looking back, it's plain to see I gave her everything but me. I never took the time to look before. It's all right here in blue and white. She found someone to hold her tight. She only wanted love and nothing more. Where was I when everything went wrong? Where was I when she was all alone? I wasn't where I should have been. Now she's the one that's gone. So where was I when everything went wrong? Where was I when everything went wrong? Where was I when she was all alone? I wasn't where I should have been. Now she's the one that's gone.
Where Was I, amb la música de Charlie Rich, el cantant negre de més importància dins del món completament blanc de la música country, i l'únic d'ells que forma part ara mateix del que es coneix com el gran Old Opry. És Charlie Pride qui ens acompanyava. Anem cap al country contemporani, bé, de country, americana music contemporània, perquè és una cantant la que us presentem ara mateix, les que us portem avui, dins el gènere més alternatiu, més acústic, més folk de la música country. És una cantant canadenca que es diu Lindy Ortega, que ja us havíem presentat com una barreja de Dolly Parton, Johnny Cash i Milo Harris, això diuen alguns, de la música canadenca. De Lindy Ortega i del seu àlbum, del seu darrer àlbum publicat, que es diu Little Red Boots, escoltarem la cançó anomenada Angels.
By my he stole my heart and never gave it back. So angel, wrap your wings around me tight. I will have faith and never leave your side. All of the angels, all of the angels, all of the angels by my side. I think I'll be needing what I think I'll be needing what I think I'll be needing what tonight.
Estàs escoltant el Club del Country amb Rafael Corbí.
Well, I left Kentucky back in 49 and went to Detroit working on assembly line. The first year they had me putting wheels on Cadillacs. Every day I'd watch them beauties roll by and sometimes I'd hang my head and cry, 'cause I always wanted me one that was long and black. One day I devised myself a plan that should be the envy of most any man. I'd sneak it out of there in a lunchbox in my hand. Now getting caught meant getting fired, but I figured I'd have it all by the time I retired. I'd have me a car worth at least $100,000. I'd get it one piece at a time, and it wouldn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. So the very next day when I punched in with my big lunchbox and with help from my friend, I left that day with a lunchbox full of gears. I've never considered myself a thief, but GM wouldn't miss just one little piece, especially if I strung it out over several years. The first day I got me a fuel pump, and the next day I got me an engine and a trunk, then I got me a transmission and all the chrome. The little things I could get in my big lunchbox, like nuts and bolts and all four shocks, but the big stuff we snuck out my buddy's mobile home. Now up to now my plan went all right till we tried to put it all together one night, and that's when we noticed that something was definitely wrong. The transmission was a 53 and the motor turned out to be a 73, and when we tried to put in the bolts all the holes were gone. So we drilled it out so that it would fit, and with a little bit of help from an adapter kit, we had that engine running just like a song. Now the headlights, there was another sight. We had two on the left and one on the right, but when we pulled out the switch, all three of them come on. The back end looked kind of funny too, but we put it together, and when we got through, well, that's when we noticed that we only had one tail fin. About that time my wife walked out, and I could see in her eyes that she had her doubts. But she opened the door and said, "Honey, take me for a spin." So we drove uptown just to get the tags, and I headed to ride on down Main Drag. I could hear everybody laughing for blocks around. But up there at the courthouse they didn't laugh, 'cause to type it up it took the whole staff, and when they got through the title weighed 60 pounds. I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. Yeah, Red Rider, this is the Cottonmouth in the Psycho Billy Cadillac, come on. This is a Cottonmouth, a negatory on the cost of this machine there, Red Rider. You might say I went right up to the factory and picked it up. It's cheaper that way. What model is it? Well, it's a 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59 automobile. It's a 60, 61, 62, 63, 64.
One Piece at a Time, aquesta era la cançó que ens aportava des d'un àlbum remasteritzat el 2011 de The Ultimate Best a càrrec de Johnny Cash. Una de les seves grans interpretacions, i més si són remasteritzades, sempre val la pena d'escoltar-les una vegada i una altra, i per això avui l'hem tornat a convidar a formar part del Club del Country. Si parlem de vocalistes importants, el que ens ve ara va ser tot un clàssic als anys 60. El 1966 va triomfar amb el seu gran èxit, encara recordat, There Goes My Everything. Ell va néixer a Maryville, a Tennessee, l'any 1930, es deia Jack Green, amb un nickname de Jolly Green Giant. Ell va començar la seva carrera a començaments dels 50 a Atlanta, Georgia, quan va formar la seva pròpia banda, anomenada The Peach Tree Boys, i l'any 59 ja va anar cap a Tennessee per formar els Tennessee Mountain Boys i endinsar-se completament al món de la música country. D'aquella època escoltarem una cançó anomenada Devil's Den, publicat amb l'àlbum Yours for the Taking, que va publicar en vinil l'any 1981. Jack Green.
I put a dollar in the jukebox and played the blues. I bought a round of drinks at the bar like I sometimes do. I ask old Joe just how long has it been, and as we speak of the devil, she walks in. And hearts go to breaking, and she goes to taking. Every fool who lays his eyes to rest on her. And I keep losing, and she keeps choosing. Any fool she wants to take to the devil's den. I'm getting restless, but I'm trying to stay cool. So I ask a friend of mine for a game of pool. But she knows that I'm easy and I'll give in. And as she makes her way toward me, I'll go again. And hearts go to breaking while she goes to taking. Every fool who lays his eyes to rest on her. And I keep losing while she keeps choosing. Any fool she wants to take devil's den. And hearts go to breaking while she goes to taking. Every fool who lays his eyes to rest on her. And I keep losing while she keeps choosing. Any fool she wants to take to the devil's den. And tonight I'll be that fool in the devil's den.